helped your mother do the dishes. Could have used your help, too.
Nobody asked me.
Jim, what's the matter with you? You've been moping around like this all weekend.
There's nothing to do. Not a darn thing. Mary gets to go away for the weekend, but what do I get to do? Just hang around.
Mary didn't go away for the weekend just to spite you. She was invited.
We took you with us to visit the Parkers today, didn't we?
Oh, sure. You and Mr. Parker played chess, and Mom and Mrs. Parker made a dress. What was there for me to do? Some weekend.
Now, wait a minute. You went to the movies yesterday. You must have enjoyed that.
Nah, it was no good. Besides, I'd seen it before.
Well, if you'd seen it before, you knew it was no good. Why did you go?
Well, you said I could.
Hi, everybody.
How was your weekend?
Oh, wait till I tell you. You've never seen anything like Jenny's
house.
Nice
to have you back.
Hi, Daddy. Mother, this is for you. Oh. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Oh, honey, we missed you.
Well, come on and sit down and tell us all about the weekend.
Well, I hardly know where to begin. Oh, the orchid. That's from their greenhouse. They grow them.
Grow them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jenny's father's a florist?
No, they just grow them for fun. Huh. Mother, you should see their place. Well, it's a palace.
Well, now tell us everything you did on the weekend.
Oh, well, I really don't know where to begin.
Hey, what'd you eat?
Oh, the lunch. Flowers on the table, finger bowls, and a maid waiting on us.
Well, what about Mrs. Currier?
Oh, she was there, and Mother, she is just beautiful. And her clothes, a different dress every time she came downstairs.
I don't think I could make too many trips downstairs. No offense, dear.
And naturally, different jewels and accessories with every dress.
Naturally. Say, what does this fellow do?
Who?
Jenny's father.
Oh, I don't know. Jenny says he's the director of different things, but mostly he rides horses.
Oh, he's a jockey.
No, he's not a jockey. Anyway, after lunch, we listened to some records, and then we all went swimming in their pool, and...
They got a pool?
And a tennis court, Jeff.
And I go to a movie that I don't like and that I've seen before.
We played tennis a while, and then we went riding.
On horses?
Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Currier came home and took us all to dinner at their club. Oh, Mother, it was heavenly.
Oh, honey, I'm glad you had a good time. Now you'll have to ask Jenny to come visit us.
Well, sometime, maybe. I'm kind of tired now. I think I'll go to bed.
Well, why don't you, honey?
You've had a big weekend. You too, Jeff. Me?
School tomorrow.
Gee, Mary gets tired and I have to go to bed.
Good night, honey. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to see a smiling face around here.
Good night.
Good night, Jeff. Well, it seems Mary has had a look at life on the other side of the tracks.
Oh, she's so excited. She had a wonderful time. Different dress every time she came downstairs.
Tennis courts, swimming pools... Must be a lot of money in riding horses and raising orchids.
Helen, you never saw anything so elegant in your whole life. Everything was just perfect. Oh, no, you don't know her. Her name is Virginia Currier. I met her out at Gloria Gilbert's house last week. Anyway, I don't know. She's a cousin or something. Anyway, we got real friendly, and she asked me to come out for the weekend, and so I got back last night. Oh, Helen, I'll talk to you tomorrow. My mom's home. Bye.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Mother, could I use your stationery to write a thank you note to Jenny?
Oh, I guess so. Is yours all gone?
Well, no, but yours is more elegant, you know.
Honestly, I had such a day with the hospital auxiliary, I took the coward's way out for dinner. Cold cuts.
Cold cuts?
Honey, I know it isn't exactly what you got used to over the weekend, but it'll have to do. Would you set the table for me, please?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi, honey.
What have we here?
Dinner.
Baked ham, tongue, summer sausage, pickles.
Sauerkraut.
Same family.
Mother, do you want me to put the serving bowls on the table?
Don't bother.
Well, I'll get it. Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
It's Mr. Currier. I can't let him see me like this. Dad, you... Oh, no, not like that. Mother, you go to the door. Hide this in the kitchen. And hide Jeff.
Hello?
Mrs. Stone?
Yes?
I'm Ralph Currier.
Jenny's father.
That's right.
It's nice to meet you. Won't you come in?
Well, just for a moment. I found this coat in my car.
Jenny says it's your daughter's.
Oh, thank you very much. I also want to thank you for the wonderful weekend you gave Mary. She's talked of nothing else.
Well, they did have a good time, I think, judging by the amount of giggling that went on.
Oh, this is my son, Jeff. This is Mr. Currier.
Hi.
Hello there.
I hear you got a big pool.
I've seen bigger ones. You must come over sometime with your sister and swim.
When?
We'll have to arrange it very soon.
As a matter of fact, we were hoping that Jenny could come spend a weekend with us.
Why, she'd love it, I know.
Next weekend, perhaps?
Actually, next weekend would work out very well. Mrs. Currier and I have to be in Cleveland for a horse show. Jenny will be alone.
Oh, wonderful.
Good evening.
Oh, dear, this is Mr. Currier, my husband, Dr. Stone.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Currier?
How do you do, Doctor?
Won't you come in?
No, no. I'm afraid I'm keeping you from your dinner.
Well, why don't you join us, if you don't mind potluck?
Well, thanks, but I really have to get along. I have to go to a meeting.
Oh. We'll be expecting Jenny.
Oh, yeah, and about that swimming, I'm free anytime.
Jeff,
we'll arrange it. And I'm sure Jenny will be delighted, Mrs. Stone. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mr. Currier.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jeff, I want to talk to you.
What about?
About your behavior. When people come to the house, you just...
Has he left yet?
What are you all dressed up for?
You didn't let him in, did you?
Well, of course. But he couldn't stay.
But... with the house like this?
Well, what's the matter with it? That's the way it always is.
If you'd ever seen their house... Dad, you didn't let him see you in that sweater, did you?
Well, you know what's wrong with it. It's a perfectly good sweater. As a matter of fact, you gave it to me last Christmas.
Well, you might at least have worn a tie, Daddy.
Oh, look at Jeff. He's a perfect mess. Well, you weren't looking so good yourself a minute ago.
Honey, I don't think Mr. Currier dropped by to check up on us. He returned your coat, which you forgot. As a matter of fact, he was quite pleasant, wasn't he, dear?
Sure. Nice enough fellow. Never suspect him of raising orchids. we invited him for dinner, but he couldn't stay.
Stay for dinner?
Certainly. Why not?
Well, if someone drops by dinner time.
Well, suppose he had. Suppose he had stayed.
Well, suppose he had. You stayed at his house.
Cold cuts for dinner.
Mary, I think you're being pretty silly about all of this. After all, I invited Jenny here for next weekend.
You invited her here?
Well, you accepted her hospitality.
Oh, Mother, how could you?
Did you get the feeling we're living in a slum?
Mom, I'm going to get some of the guys together so we can start a game.
Well, honey, I think it might be nice to hang around and meet Jenny Currier.
Well, what for? She's Mary's friend.
And our guest.
I don't have to get dressed up, do I?
I think you might improve your appearance.
Boy, you'd think the Queen of England was coming.
Jeff, I just finished straightening up the living room.
Can't a guy even tie a shoelace?
Here. Don't be leaving things around.
Man, you don't even know how to throw it.
Look, sneaky prints all over the table. Mother, do we have to have all these family photographs?
Why?
Well, they're so corny. Can't we put them someplace else? Oh, Daddy's pipes. Does he have to display them this way? Can't we put them in a drawer or something?
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, this awful lamp. Mother, how long do we have to put up with this?
Now, dear, Jeff made that in school.
I know, and that's just what it looks like.
But we can't hurt his feelings.
You should see the Courier's place. Everything is so perfect.
You know, if Jenny's coming over here, she's just going to have to put up with us the way we are.
I didn't invite her.
Who does she think she is? You know, she's not too old for me to put over my knee.
Now, dear.
Well, she acts as if she were ashamed of us.
Well, I guess they all have to go through it. Weren't you ever ashamed of your father?
Well, if I was, I certainly didn't tell him so. Where are my pipes?
I think Mary put them in a drawer there someplace.
What's the big idea?
She thought it would be tidier.
Hey, who's running things around here anyway?
Now, honey, you must admit that most of the time, Mary is pretty reasonable.
As girls go.
As girls go, but is that reasonable?
Stand up, dear.
What's this?
It's a ruffled skirt from Harry's dressing table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's straight.
Now, why all of a sudden does Mary have to have a ruffled skirt for her dressing table?
Because my dear Ginny has a ruffled skirt for her dressing table.
You know, I can't wait to meet this Ginny. Yes, I can, too.
Finished with the dessert. I hope Ginny likes it.
Oh. Mother, you are going to use the good china, aren't you?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, dear, but I will if you want me to.
Oh, yes, Mother.
What do you have there?
Oh, just some things I thought would look nice on the dinner table.
Silver candlesticks. Mm-hmm. Where did you get them?
I borrowed them from Lucy's mother. Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, yes. Much nicer than ours.
That's what I thought, too.
Do you think Ginny will be impressed if we use borrowed candlesticks?
Oh, Mother, that's not it at all. I just want to make everything as nice as possible.
Yes, I know, dear, but...
Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
Julia Sutton's mother said I could borrow some of their napkins. Well, they have the real frilly kind, you know, with the lace around the edge.
Mrs. Sutton's napkins would have an S on them, which could also stand for stone.
I'll admit I thought of that.
I was sure you had.
I'll be back in a little while.
Mary?
Yes, Mother?
Oh, never mind.
Jeff, for heaven's sakes, clean up.
And what's eating her? Oh, honey, it's just a phase she's going through.
Boy, whenever Mary's in a bad mood, it's just a phase. With me, it's always, Jeff, stop moping around.
Jeff, you're a diamond in the rough. Today, you're a little rougher than usual.
Well, what's that mean?
Honey, would you at least clean yourself up a little?
I just get dirty again.
Yeah, well, stick in your shirt tail, huh?
Well, it just come out again.
Honey, I would take $1 million for you.
What I do now?
Nothing, and be sure you keep it that way. Would you answer the door, please?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Well, you must be, what's your name?
Virginia Currier.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
My name's Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. You want to come in?
Thank you.
I'm Mary's brother.
Oh? Mary didn't tell me she had a brother.
Oh, I guess she sort of considers me a disgrace to the family.
I don't see why.
Me neither.
That's a football, isn't it?
No, it's a basketball. Somebody sat on it. That's supposed to be a joke.
Oh.
Here, let me take those. I hear you got a swimming pool.
Yes, we have.
You go to school around here?
No, I go to school at Elmsford. It's about 20 miles from here.
Well, what is it, private or something?
Yes, it's Miss Bainford's.
Oh, girls' school.
Yes, just girls.
I wouldn't like that.
Neither do I.
Well, what kind of noise do they teach you around there?
Oh, lots of things. French, geometry.
Hey, say something in French.
Pourquoi?
What's that?
That's why in French.
No kidding. Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
This is such a nice room.
Oh, it's okay. Mom and Dad spent a lot of money fixing it up. See that chair over there? This chair alone cost over $100.
Really?
What's so funny?
You're not supposed to tell people what things cost.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think it's just one of the rules that parents make. Hey, see this lamp right here? I made this lamp myself at school in manual training.
You made it?
Mm-hmm.
Why, it's just beautiful.
Oh, it's okay.
It's lovely. I'll bet it's the best lamp anyone made in your class.
Well, a couple of the guys made better ones. But this one's pretty good.
It certainly is. Jeff, why didn't you tell me Jenny was here? I'm Mary's mother.
How do you do?
It's nice to meet you. Mary will be back in just a moment. She had an errand to do.
That's all right.
Well, come on upstairs. Unfortunately, we don't have a guest room, so you and Mary will be roommates.
That's just fine.
Hey, Jenny, you want to go out in the backyard and throw the football around?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I won't be very good at it.
Oh, that's all right. I'll show you how.
I'll change, and I'll be right down.
Okay. Hey, Mom. Is she going to put on a different dress every time she comes down the steps? Maybe she takes after her mother.
No, you got to hold it more in the end like this. You see, if you hold it in the middle, you won't be able to throw a spiral. See? Now, you try it. No, up a little bit on the threads. That's right.
Oh, I see.
That's right. Now you got it. Oh, no, you got to put your arm back just a little bit further like that. That's the way you get distance. Okay, now throw one.
Hey, good throw. Jenny, when did you get here?
Mary, hi.
Hey, you're interrupting the lesson.
Will you please stop annoying Jenny?
Annoying her?
We've been having fun. I can imagine. I'm so sorry I wasn't here when you came. Excuse us, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Would you care for some more of the mashed potatoes, Jenny?
No, thank you.
Mother?
No, thank you, dear.
Dad?
I couldn't handle it, thanks, honey.
Here, pass them here. No sense letting them go to waste.
Honestly, Jeff, you have the worst manners. Couldn't you wait till I offered them to you?
What's the difference? I'd be getting them anyway.
Did you have any interesting cases at the hospital today, Dad?
Did anything interesting happen at the hospital, dear?
No. I looked down the customary number of throats, gave the customary number of pills, and had the customary quota of upset stomachs.
Hey, where'd these come from? I've never seen them before.
Yes, you have, Jeff. Lots of times.
No, I haven't.
As a matter of fact, neither have I. What do you think?
They're a recent acquisition.
Looks as though they might be real silver.
Dad, of course they're real silver.
Fathers, aren't they the limit?
Jeff, are you putting jam and bread on your meat?
Pourquoi not? That's French for why not.
Oh, that's the worst combination I ever heard of. Tell him to stop, Dad.
Well, honey, it may be a little unusual, but it's not unhealthy.
It tastes great.
Here, we have our dessert in the living room.
Of course, dear.
Thank you. Excuse us. Come on, Jenny.
Excuse me.
Oh, may I be excused, too?
Oh, honey, I don't...
No, let him go.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
I must say, I'm getting a little fed up with Mary's putting on the dog for our visitor. Well, she acts as if she were ashamed of us.
Obviously, she's very impressed with the couriers.
I can see that.
Honey, wasn't there ever a time when you were a boy, even though you loved your father, you admired someone else so much that you wished he were your father?
No, I never went that far. Though I do remember that because I had an Aunt Ruth, I tried to convince myself that Babe Ruth was my uncle. That's not the same thing.
No, it isn't. But it should give us some inkling as to how Mary feels.
All right. But don't expect me to get into the act by talking about some rare serum I've discovered which saved the whole city from being wiped out.
Alex, you never told me.
I'm modest. Look at Jeff. He never changes. He's the same all the time. You know, he's right. This is good.
Go on, Jeff. You're taking too long.
Well, don't bug me. I got a word.
There we go.
There.
quick soap? What kind of a word is that?
Boy, it's a word, all right.
I never heard of it.
Well, you're hearing of it now. Let's see, that's 10.
There's no such word.
Oh, there sure is. Look at it. Q-U-I-X-E-L, right there.
Well, what does it mean if it's a word?
Well, gee, I don't have to know what it means for it.
Jeff, I didn't want to play with him in the first place. Well, honey, we can't get rid of him just because you have a guest.
I don't see why not. Oh, Daddy, do something.
Me? No, I never meddle in politics or Scrabble.
It's impossible. He's ruining everything. Oh, I hate him. He's ruining everything.
Mary, I don't think you're behaving very well.
What do you mean, Mother?
Well, for one thing, Ginny is the rich girl who has everything, but you're the one who's the snob.
Mother, that's not fair.
Now, wait just a minute. You went out and you borrowed silver candlesticks because we didn't have them, and fancy napkins, all to impress Ginny.
Mother, I only wanted to make everything as nice as possible.
Yes, dear, I know, but if you had had your way, you'd have changed our whole house over to look like hers.
What would be wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, if our house is just like hers, then she might as well have stayed home. Look, honey, I suppose it's perfectly natural, having seen Jenny's house, to feel that, well, that it represents everything that you want, but...
I didn't say that, Mother.
You didn't have to. Mary, do you remember that green cashmere sweater that you wanted so badly? It was very expensive, and you could hardly bring yourself to mention it, but we got it for you. Do you remember how much you loved that green sweater?
I still love it, Mother, but what has that got to do with anything?
I suppose Ginny has lots of cashmere sweaters.
Oh, yes, Mother, you should see.
Do you think that she loves any of her sweaters as much as you love that green one? So, don't you think it's better to have a few things that you care a lot about than a lot of things you don't care much about?
I know what you mean, Mother, but... Well, what about Jeff?
Well, maybe he is Ginny's green cashmere sweater.
Her what?
Ginny is a rich little girl. She has everything that she wants, but there's one thing she hasn't got. A brother.
Well, she can have him. Oh, you can't mean that, Mother. Didn't you hear the way Jeff was shouting at her?
And didn't you hear the way she was shouting right back? That must be quite a luxury for Ginny, shouting at someone. I don't think they yell much at her house.
Oh, I should say they don't. You should see how polite everybody is.
Don't you think that can become rather dull?
Oh, you were right, Mother. I was a snob, and I am sorry. But nothing will convince me that Ginny is actually enjoying Jeff's company.
Jeff, you're a cheater, and I'm not going to play with you anymore.
I tell you, there is such a word as quicksilver, and if you won't believe me, then I'm not going to play with you either.
Take that. Look out! Ow!
We certainly enjoyed having you, Ginny. I hope you'll come again.
I've had a wonderful time, Mrs. Stone. And don't forget, Mary, you and Jeff are coming out next Saturday.
Oh, we'll be there.
We sure will.
Come back anytime, Ginny. Next time we'll get rid of Jeff.
Good. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Ginny, wait a minute. Here, you might as well have it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
No, it's nothing.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I think I'll go check up on that quicksilver that came today.
What's that?
My new quicksilver.
You mean there is such a word?
The quicksilver? You've seen it, haven't you, darling? It's that little instrument with the silver plate and the valve.
Then there is such a word. Then I wasn't cheating. Hey, Ginny! I want to talk to you.
Remind me never to play Scrabble with you again.